Chapter 78. Welcome, proud lady. Apostrophe, apostrophe, half an hour has passed. Two miserable men are wandering in the darkness up the miles of road from Camelton to Indelstow. Has she broken her heart? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Henry Knight. Can it be that I have killed her? I was bitter with her, Stephen, and as he has died. And may God have no mercy upon me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how can you have killed her more than I? Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, I went away from her, stole away almost, and didn't tell her I should not come again, and at that last meeting I did not kiss her once, but let her miserably go. I have been a fool, I wish the most abject confession of it before crowds of my countrymen could in any way make amends to my darling for the intense cruelty I have shown her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, your darling. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Stephen, with a sort of laugh. Any man can say that, I suppose, any man can. I know this, she was my darling, before she was yours, and after too. If anybody has a right to call her his own, it is I. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you talk like a man in the dark, which is what you are. Did she ever do anything for you? Risk her name, for instance, for you? Apostrophe, yes, she did, apostrophe, said Stephen emphatically. Not entirely. Did she ever live for you, prove she could not live without you, laugh, and weep for you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe, never. Did she ever risk her life for you? No. My darling did for me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then it was in kindness only. When did she risk her life for you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, to save mine on the cliff yonder. The poor child was with me looking at the approach of the Puffin steamboat, and I slipped down. We both had a narrow escape. I wish we had died there. Apostrophe, ah, but wait, apostrophe, Stephen pleaded with wet eyes. She went on that cliff to see me arrive home, as he had promised it. She told me she would months before. And would she have gone there, if as he had not cared for me at all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, you have an idea, that Elfride died for you, no doubt, apostrophe, said Knight, with a mournful sarcasm too nerveless to support itself. Never mind. If we find, that she died yours, I'll say no more ever. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and if we find she died yours, I'll say no more. Apostrophe, apostrophe, very well, so it shall be. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the dark clouds into which the sun had sunk had begun to drop rain in an increasing volume. Can we wait somewhere here till this shower is over? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Stephen desultorily. As you will. But it is not worthwhile. We'll hear the particulars, and return. Don't let people know who we are. I am not much now. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they had reached a point at which the road branched into two just outside the West Village, one fork of the diverging routes passing into the latter place, the other stretching on to East Indelstow. Having come some of the distance by the footpath, they now found that the hearse was only a little in advance of them. I fancy it has turned off to East Indelstow. Can you see? Apostrophe, I cannot. You must be mistaken. Apostrophe, Knight and Stephen entered the village. A bar of fiery light lay across the road, proceeding from the half-open door of a smithy, in which bellows were heard blowing, and a hammer ringing. The rain had increased, and they mechanically turned for shelter towards the warm and cozy scene. Close at their heels came another man, without overcoat or umbrella, and with a parcel under his arm. A wet evening, apostrophe, he said to the two friends, and passed by them. They stood in the outer penthouse, but the man went into the fire. The smith ceased his blowing, and began talking to the man who had entered. I have walked all the way from Camelton, apostrophe, said the latter. Was obliged to come tonight, you know. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he held the parcel, which was a flat one, towards the firelight, to learn if the rain had penetrated it. Resting it edgewise on the forge, he supported it perpendicularly with one hand, wiping his face with the handkerchief he held in the other. I suppose you know what I've got here? Apostrophe apostrophe he observed to the smith. No, I don't, apostrophe said the smith, pausing again on his bellows. As the rain's not over, I'll show you, apostrophe said the bearer. He laid the thin and broad package, which had acute angles in different directions, flat upon the anvil, and the smith blew up the fire to give him more light. First, after untying the package, a sheet of brown paper was removed. This was laid flat. Then he unfolded a piece of baize. This also he spread flat on the paper. The third covering was a wrapper of tissue paper, which was spread out in its turn. The enclosure was revealed, and he held it up for the smith's inspection. Oh, I see. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the smith, kindling with a chastened interest, and drawing close. Poor young lady, ah, terrible melancholy thing so soon to. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Knight and Stephen turned their heads and looked. And what's that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, continued the smith. That's the coronet beautifully finished, isn't it? Ah, that cost some money. Apostrophe, apostrophe, 'tis as fine a bit of metal work as ever I see that 'tis. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it came from the same people as the coffin, you know, but was not ready soon enough to be sent round to the house in London yesterday. I've got to fix it on this very night. Apostrophe, the carefully packed articles were a coffin plate and coronet. Knight and Stephen came forward. The undertaker's man, on seeing them look for the inscription, civilly turned it round towards them, and each read, almost at one moment, by the ruddy light of the coals. E50. F.R.I.D.E., wife of Spencer Hugo Luxellian, 15th Baron Luxellian. Died February 10, 18. They read it, and read it, and read it again Stephen and Knight, as if animated by one soul. Then Stephen put his hand upon Knight's arm, and they retired from the yellow glow, further, further, till the chill darkness enclosed them round, and the quiet sky asserted its presence overhead as a dim gray sheet of blank monotony. Where shall we go? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Stephen. I don't know. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a long silence ensued. Elfright married, said Stephen then in a thin whisper, as if he feared to let the assertion loose on the world. False, apostrophe, whispered Knight. And dead. Denied us both. I hate else I hate it. Apostrophe, Knight made no answer. Nothing was heard by them now save the slow measurement of time by their beating pulses, the soft touch of the dribbling rain upon their clothes, and the low purr of the blacksmith's bellows hard by. Shall we follow Elfie any further? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Stephen said. No. Let us leave her alone. She is beyond our love, and let her be beyond our reproach. Since we don't know half the reasons that made her do as she did, Stephen, how can we say, even now, that she was not pure and true in heart? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Knight's voice had now become mild and gentle as a child's. He went on. Can we call her ambitious? No. Circumstance has, as usual, overpowered her purposes, fragile and delicate as she liable to be overthrown in a moment by the coarse elements of accident. I know that's it, don't you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it may be, it must be. Let us go on. Apostrophe, they began to bend their steps towards Castle Botterell, whither they had sent their backs from Camelton. They wandered on in silence for many minutes. Stephen then paused, and lightly put his hand within Knight's arm. I wonder how she came to die, apostrophe, he said in a broken whisper. Shall we return and learn a little more? Apostrophe, apostrophe, they turned back again, and entering in Delstow a second time, came to a door which was standing open. It was that of an inn, called the Welcome Home, and the house appeared to have been recently repaired and entirely modernized. The name too was not that of the same landlord as formerly, but Martin Canisters. Knight and Smith entered. The inn was quite silent, and they followed the passage till they reached the kitchen, where a huge fire was burning, which roared up the chimney, and sent over the floor, ceiling, and newly whitened walls a glare so intense, as to make the candle quite a secondary light. A woman in a white apron and black gown was standing there alone behind a cleanly scrubbed deal table. Stephen first, and night afterwards, recognized her as Unity, who had been parlor maid at the vicarage, and young lady's maid at the Cracks. Unity, apostrophe said Stephen softly, don't you know me? Apostrophe, she looked inquiringly a moment, and her face cleared up. Apostrophe Mr. Smith, eh, that it is. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said. And that's Mr. Knight. I beg you to sit down. Perhaps you know that, since I saw you last I have married Martin Canister. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how long have you been married? Apostrophe, apostrophe, about 5 months. We were married the same day that my dear Miss Elfie became Lady Luxellian. Apostrophe, apostrophe, tears appeared in Unity's eyes, and filled them, and fell down her cheek, in spite of efforts to the contrary. The pain of the two men in resolutely controlling themselves, when thus exampled to admit relief of the same kind was distressing. They both turned their backs, and walked a few steps away. Then Unity said, will you go into the parlor, gentlemen? Apostrophe, apostrophe, let us stay here with her, apostrophe Knight whispered, and turning said, no, we will sit here. We want to rest and dry ourselves here for a time, if you please. Apostrophe, apostrophe, that evening the sorrowing friends sat with their hostess beside the large fire, Knight in the recess formed by the chimney breast, where he was in shade. And by showing a little confidence they won hers, and she told them what they had stayed to hear the latter history of poor Elfride. One day after you, Mr. Knight, left us for the last time she was missed from the Cracks, and her father went after her, and brought her home ill. Where she went to, I never knew, but she was very unwell for weeks afterwards. And she said to me that she didn't care what became of her, and she wished she could die. When she was better, I said she would live to be married yet, and she said then, yes. I'll do anything for the benefit of my family, so as to turn my useless life to some practical account. Well, it began like this about Lord Luxellian courting her. The first Lady Luxellian had died, and he was in great trouble, because the little girls were left motherless. After a while they used to come and see her in their little black frocks, for they liked her as well, or better than their own mother, that's true. They used to call her Ittle Mama. These children made her a shade livelier, but she was not the girl as he had been, I could see that, and she grew thinner a good deal. Well, my lord got to ask the Swankerts oftener and oftener to dinner nobody else of his acquaintance, and at last the vicar's family were backwards and forwards at all hours of the day. Well, people say that the little girls asked their father to let Miss Elfride come and live with them, and that he said perhaps he would, if they were good children. However, the time went on, and one day I said, Miss Elfride, you don't look so well as you used to, and though nobody else seems to notice it, I do. She laughed a little, and said, I shall live to be married yet, as you told me. Shall you, miss? I am glad to hear that, I said. Whom do you think I am going to be married to? She said again. Mr. Knight, I suppose, said I. Oh, she cried, and turned off so white, and afore I could get to her as he had sunk down like a heap of clothes, and fainted away. Well then, she came to herself after a time, and said, Unity, now we'll go on with our conversation. Better not today, miss, I said. Yes, we will, she said. Whom do you think I am going to be married to? I don't know, I said this time. Guess, she said. Tis, my lord, is it? Says I, yes, tis, says she, in a sick wild way. But he don't come courting much, I said. Ah, you don't know, she said, and told me 'twas going to be in October. After that she freshened up a bit, whether 'twas with the thought of getting away from home or not, I don't know. Therefore, perhaps, I may as well speak plainly and tell you that her home? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.